KXRK, Provo, Ogden, Salt Lake City. Local, independent, and alternative rock for 21 years. And mornings with Carrie, Bill, and Gina. X96.
Welcome to, again, the Richie T Experience. We're sitting via the telephone with Zach Lind from Jimmy Eat World. And, where are you? You found out where I was, but I didn't get the advantage of you, sir.
We're home right now. We're in Phoenix, in the Phoenix area. I'm actually visiting my mom because I couldn't see her on Mother's Day, so I'm here at my parents' house in Mesa.
I'm interrupting Mother's Day?
Well, it's not really Mother's Day. I was just swinging by and hanging out
It's mother son time, and I'm interrupting it. This is no good.
It's okay. She gets to enjoy her grandson who's here as well. So he's keeping her occupied while I talk.
Here, take this kid. I got to do this interview.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we're looking forward to having you here in Salt Lake, and I'll give all the information on that. But I got to tell you, I was just checking out the music video that you guys posted online, the "I Will Steal You Back."
Right.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a cool little, you're talking about the lyrics.
The lyric video, yeah. It's just different snapshots. If you hadn't had a chance, I hadn't seen it until I was just getting ready for this interview, and it's old, just kind of Polaroid shots with the lyrics of the song, and that's just awesome.
Yeah, one of the things we did when we were making Damage, the new album, we were recording it in the fall in LA, and we were just taking a ton of Instagram shots and doing Instagram and just taking photos here and there. So we felt like we have all these really cool photos, and so much of the record, it was shaped by where we recorded and the process. So we felt like it was appropriate to kind of use those photos for a lyric video. And oftentimes, so many people sort of, they're connecting with songs through, formats like YouTube, and it's cool just to have something, a little bit of movement rather than just a picture of the album or something else that's just kind of static. So we felt like it would be cool to do sort of like a lyric video that was interesting but not quite not really a music video, but something that would be cool to see.
So is there a music video in the works then, or are you going to just leave it? Because I think that's awesome. I mean, I've seen a lot of lyric videos like you say, and it's just like, great, the lyrics and there's the face of the lead singer. Awesome.
Yeah. No, there's a video in the works that's being worked on right now, and not totally sure when that's going to be ready, but it's definitely in the works.
Can you tell me about it at all?
Yeah, we just wrapped up, we did 5 shows in Arizona. It was sort of like a home state tour. We did a bunch of small towns, so we avoided the bigger towns like Phoenix and Tucson.
So where are you
and
going?
We played in Yuma. We played in Flagstaff, Casa Grande, Wickenburg, and Sierra Vista. Those are the 5 places we played.
And for those towns, I bet that's just pretty awesome because, it's like, oh, Jimmy World, sure, we'll have to go to Phoenix or Tucson to see him. Nope, they're coming to our town. That's awesome.
Yeah, there was definitely a lot of that. And so there was like 2 things going on. There was like people who lived in the towns that were like stoked and, that they could just drive down the street and go to a show because they never get shows. And then there were the people from Phoenix or Tucson who were like, cool, let's go on a road trip and let's maybe go see a town we've never been to. And so it was really cool. And, it ended up being a good success in that way. But the video, actually, the first weekend was Yuma and Flagstaff. Mm-hmm. So we had a film crew follow us from Yuma to Flagstaff. And, document, sort of traveling to the show, setting up, playing the show. And then it's cool because we felt like there's really, if you've ever been in Yuma, it's kind of it's like a sand dune. It's just, desert and it's very, very deserty. And Flagstaff is like a mountain town, so mm-hmm. Flagstaff is, pine trees and high elevation and snow. So we felt it would be cool to sort of have that contrast in the music video. So hopefully it'll come through.
Yeah, that sounds great. That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. I'm reading just some of the bio stuff. And you probably get asked about where the name comes from, and I'm certainly interested about that. But one of the things that it talks about is the acronym JEW for Jimmy Eat World. And it talks in here about that the band's name came from a crayon drawing after an incident between Tom's little brothers. But what was the incident? It doesn't really talk about that.
Basically, it was just they were fighting, and Jimmy was the older, bigger brother, and the younger brother, I think, was named Ed. And he, you know, because he was sort of, he couldn't really fight back, he sort of was making fun of his older brother, because Jimmy was a little, like, when he was younger, he was kind of like a, you know, chubby kid. Mm-hmm. So he drew a picture of Jimmy eating the world and wrote Jimmy Eat World, and then put it on his bedroom door, just to kind of like, you know, in sort of like a retaliation. And it was just, I don't know. We literally, when we thought about the band name, we didn't really think about it or talk about it more than like 5 minutes. And we just, cause we, you know, this was back, we came up with the name back in, you know, 94. Mm-hmm. And you know, literally at my kitchen table at my parents' house, because we just got asked to play a show and we didn't have a name yet. So we're like, well, what are we going to call ourselves? And we thought about it for like, it was just an afterthought. Okay, we'll be Jimmy Eat World. And then it just ended up being our name. And here we are 20 years later, and, you know, answering this question.
Yeah.
So
would you change it?
Well, I mean, I don't think we would change it. I mean, it's at this point, it's like, you know, it's kind of beyond that. It's not something we worry too much about. It's just, I think if we knew that it would be a name that we would be using for, you know, for this amount of time, we probably would have given it more than 5 minutes of a consideration. You know?
I want to talk about that though. You talked about, you know, 1994 band gets together, or 93 is what it says here. It says, but I'll give Wikipedia.
We joined in 93. Like, okay. We started playing together in the garage in 93.
Okay.
And then we didn't really, it was towards the end of 93. And then we didn't start actually playing shows until 94.
Oh,
so it kind of depends on when you think a band's genesis is, I guess.
I think at conception is when the band is alive.
Okay. That's fair.
From 94 or 93, doesn't matter, to today, you already alluded to it a little bit, like Instagram. And, you know, we were talking about the music video on YouTube, you know, back in 93, 94, none of that existed when you guys were first kind of breaking out. And then now it's so vital. How do you feel like it's affected what you guys do?
Well, I mean, I think it's, you know, all of those things like Instagram and YouTube and Twitter and Facebook and all that stuff. I mean, they're just, you know, they're good tools to use to interact with the fans. I think it allows bands to be a little bit more connected to their fans and know a little bit more, you know, about, you know, their fans. And so I think it's good in that way. You know, I also think that, you know, I think the technology thing in general is sort of a double-edged sword, because it makes things so much easier for bands. But then it also, like, it empowers, you know, lots of bands. There's just an ocean of music out there. The supply of music is so far outweighs the demand, I think, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it just makes it more of like a crowded landscape, but it's got some pluses and benefits, you know, pluses and minuses, I think.
Do you, with like your guys's, say, Facebook page or something like that, do you actually get on and respond to people, or are there people that take care of that for you guys and you just mainly worry about the music?
We do like on Twitter, you know, we do probably like 90% of the posting and the responding. We do have like our management company when it's like, oh, hey, you need to buy tickets. Like, they might do something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then same thing on Facebook, you know, and then Instagram is 100% us.
Well, that's cool. So people can actually get something back from the guys at Jimmy Eat World. That's awesome.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. People ask us questions and we try to answer, you know, the good questions and, you know, stuff like that.
So let's talk about the new song / album, Damage. You guys are touring now, obviously, with that. You just put out that video. How is it being received?
So So far, so good. I mean, it's only we've only really been five shows deep into this whole thing, but you know, we've been starting off all the concerts with "I Will Steal You Back," and it seems to be a good song to open up the show with. And people are into it. It seems like, there's another song that we released called Damage that people are liking as well. So far, I think it's been good, you know? I mean, you know, at least from where we are, it seems like a fairly good response.
Do you have a favorite song? Doesn't necessarily have to be from the new album, but a favorite song that you're like, man, when we get to play this is my song. This is Jimmy Eat World.
Right. I would say right now, like, my favorite song to play is the opener of the new album. It's called Appreciation.
How come?
And it's just a fun song, you know. It's like it's kind of like a sort of slightly up-tempo rock tune, but it's an interesting tune. It's like the chorus kind of slows down a little bit, and it's just the drum part's cool. I like playing it.
Very cool. Well, you guys are coming to town here in Salt Lake. You're coming to the Depot on the 18th of July. So tickets have gone on sale now. They're available at SmithTix. You can get them at smithtix.com, or you can go to x96.com and go to our concert page and find more information there. You guys have played Utah a few times, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. We actually played, you know, we did Utah a lot in the early days. We'd play, like, I think we played Provo a few times.
Mm-hmm.
We played, like, downtown Salt Lake. I want to say a place called the Zephyr Club.
Yeah, that's a while back. And that place doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, exactly. We played that place. We played different places, but yeah, I mean, we've played in the area quite a bit.
Let me ask you, because you talked about the smaller towns, do you prefer kind of a more intimate venue? Obviously, for money and business, you want to be able to be playing to as many people as possible, but do you like the smaller, intimate settings, or do you like the so many people you can't even hear yourself?
I think it's good to have a mix, you know. I mean, it's hard to say, you know, you like one over the other. You know, in the end, it really depends on the crowd. Like, some small crowds are, like, super into it, and some small crowds are kind of, typically, I think smaller crowds are more self-conscious. So, like, if you're in a room with 300 people, there's going to be less, like, you know, people are going to be a little bit more inhibited mm-hmm. when it's a smaller group. So that's at least something I notice. But then when it's a slightly bigger group, like when you get into sort of like the 1,500 to a couple thousand people, you know, people start to, it's kind of more of like, you know, it's people are a little bit more anonymous, and they can kind of do what they want and just kind of like jump around and, you know, be crazy.
Last question, and then I'll let you go back to being a dad and spending time with your mom. What did you get your mom for Mother's Day?
I got her a gift certificate at a locally owned wine bar.
Oh yeah, what's it called? So, there are people from Utah who might travel down to Mesa.
Yeah, it's a place called Divine. It's like, I think it's D and then V I N E.
Hmm.
It's in East Mesa, yeah.
And a gift card, huh?
Yeah, gift card.
Yeah, she all right with it? Some moms don't care for gift cards. Some, like my mom, couldn't give her a gift card. She'd go, "Wait, you didn't want to spend any time thinking about me?"
Well, you know, I mean, I think it's good. I mean, who wouldn't want a gift card to a wine bar? I mean, who would be against that?
Yeah, point and match. All right. Well, thank you very much. We look forward to seeing you again the 18th of July. Tickets are available at smithtix.com. They're playing the Depot. It's Jimmy Eat World, and can't wait to have you guys here.
Yeah, we're excited. We always have a great time there, and looking forward to it.
All right. We'll see you then. Thanks.
All right. Thank you.